Good morning. Thanks to Queensland Racing. It is time once again for the Melbourne Form panel as we preview this winter meeting at Flemington. We're racing on a soft seven. The rail is out 11 metres. Nine races, a total of 26 scratchings. So we'll go through the scratchings each and every race. So make sure you get your pen ready. Let's welcome in the team. And kicking it all off is Dean Lester. How are you, Dino, on this Saturday morning?
I'm well, Gareth. Good morning to you.
Terrific game of footy last night.
Well, if you're voting for the Cats, yep. It was probably a terrific game of footy. It was a great finish, wasn't it? And probably in the right man's hands, wasn't it, Gary Rowan? He's a magnificent shot for goal, and he certainly nailed it.
All right, then soft seven at Flemington Rail out to 11 metres. How are you expecting it to play, Dino?
Look, I think there's, you know, I think Liam's not shied away from the fact there's been a bit of wear, and we're at the, you know, basically the widest spot they use the track at Flemington. So I think they'll come down the centre, and as the day wears on, especially.
One man that would love an opportunity to kick a goal after the siren is our man David Gatlin. He joins us now. Good morning to you, Gator.
I had to find the ball first, which is always problematic in the first place. But no, it was a good game, wasn't it? It's just hard watching that side win. But anyway, I feel that way about every side except Richmond, in fairness.
Premiership winning coach, of course. Did you ever have that opportunity to kick a goal after the siren, Gator?
Not personally, but we did. One of the players when I was coaching kicked a goal to put us in the granny right. He kicked it as the siren went, put us in front. Still the best thrill I've ever had in footy. It was even like ahead of the premiership. It was massive. So
okay.
Good.
Okay. Yep, that's why we love footy. And Warren Huntley joins us. Good morning to you, Warren.
Good morning, Gareth.
What are you expecting today from this Flemington card?
I'm thinking we're going to get pretty typical winter racing, as Dino and Liam O'Keefe outlined. There is some wear and tear. We're not going to get significant improvement in the track during the day. And I would think that they'd be using the middle to outside of the track later on in the day. And particularly that could be the pattern in the straight racing.
And it's time to welcome in the man from the tab, Nicholas Quinn. Good morning to you, Quinny.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning, all.
What's been the best back galloper at Flemington?
There's been good money for a few runners later on in the day in Flemington. There's one race that's especially fascinating, race number 7 on the program, with the support coming for Curran and Snickerdoodle Dandy. Curran now into 370 from an opening quote of 6, and now some support coming through for the initial favourite and now second leg, Snickerdoodle Dandy.
All right, then race 1 will be at 11:45 for the 2-year-olds over the 1,400 metres. You can scratch the 10 Celtic Glory here. Quinny, who will start favourite? Because it's a fascinating betting race.
It is a fascinating betting race. At this stage, we've got Forbidden City at $3.50 market leader, just ahead of Secret Glamour. But Secret Glamour clearly the better back. In from 4:40 and holds about 40% of the investment on race number 1. Somewhat Fabulous at 4:40, Bon Vivant 7:50, back in the day a $10 chance, out from 8, The Silent Sermon 13, Celestial Fury 21. There's been a little bit of money at big odds for number 6, Turn It Up Tommy, who's been 51 into 34, but to start the day at this stage, Forbidden City the favourite, and at this stage, Secret Glamour the best back.
And Dino, before we get your tips here for the first, don't forget the Velado Steakhouse trivia is on once again. I think everybody knows the drill by now. You'll have a trivia question at some time during this hour. And then the first person to send in the correct answer on 0416 90 50 52 will win a $210 voucher to Velado Steakhouse in Richmond. Of course, Melbourne's own world-renowned steakhouse, a family business for nigh on 60 years, Dino. Hard or easy, or just in the medium range today?
Probably the medium easy range, Gareth, but gee, I had a recommendation of Vlados when some big hitters went there recently when they were able to during COVID restrictions, and couldn't have got a better recommendation.
Okay.
So it's a voucher much sought after.
All right, then, 5 stars there from Dino's mates. Forbidden City, good push from Peter Moody, good push from Dave Eustace with Secret Glamour as well. This is an interesting 2-year-old race here, Dino.
Certainly is, Gareth, and I'm really interested in the fillies, mainly numbers 7, 8, and 9. I think they're the principal chances. I'm going with Forbidden City. I thought that first up run was good, and she's into her second preparation. So I think 1400 second up, a little bit of a sticky draw, but if they're winning off the fence, that mightn't be a disadvantage. And I'm going to go with her just from Secret Glamour. I thought it was a really good win at Cranbourne. She was beautifully ridden. but I like the strength that she showed, and they've waited for the 1400 here, and I think it's a good option. Seven, Somewhat Fabulous, was also in Adelaide. They've elected to come here off the back of a fairly handy debut win and be better for that experience, and Back in the Day is showing promise and can run well. And also a little bit interested in Bon Vivant. Looks to have gone quite well at the jump outs, but I like the fillies here, 9.8 and 7.
What are
9.8, 7.1.
Yep, 9.8, 7.1 there for Dino. What are you thinking here, Gator?
Look, I've lent to Secret Glamour. I thought the debut win had a really lot of merit as well, just given the moderate tempo, the effort to come off that speed and win well. I'd have to think a Trilly Run race would perhaps be more suitable, but I'm guessing a bit. The third horse was well backed debutant. They did thrash a horse called Let Fly, who had beaten Back in the Day home on debut. Now, in fairness to Back in the Day, I don't think Werribee's ever going to be that horse's track. The last two on bigger tracks at 1400 have been good. Somewhat Fabulous started $16 on debut in Adelaide, but it was a good solid win. The horse that she beat, Strike Award, actually goes okay. It was coming up a sound debut. All you get to win races. And Bon Vivant, look, with respect, I don't think we need to be a star, and certainly jumped out like 1400 would suit. So I went 8.1.7.2 the first.
So you're taking on Dino and Moods there with Forbidden City in the opening race, Gator.
If that was a question, yeah. Look, it's fifth pick. But yeah, it was just the order I went. Let's find out.
All right, looking forward to it. And Warren Huntley, your thoughts here in the first race?
I like the way that Secret Glamour won on debut. I like the way that she quickened when the race was there to be won. I think 1400 metres will be suitable, and I think it's a positive that that race was run on a soft seven track. So she should handle the conditions, and I think she'll appreciate the rise in trip. Forbidden City was pretty well supported first up. She'll be fitter with that run, and I think she's also suited at the 1400 metres. I like the win of Somewhat Fabulous. It was a really strong win, as the Gator outlined. The market probably didn't really expect it, but there was merit in that performance. Maps to get a good run, and Richard and Chantel Jolly travelling to Melbourne is always a positive sign. Damien Lane aboard, another positive. Didn't have a lot between Bon Vivant as a debutante and Back in the Day as next best. I've lent the debutante because we just haven't seen Bon Vivant, and I do like the way he travelled through the line in a recent jump out. 8.9.7.2.
How do they set up in this race with the two-year-olds, Warren?
Well, when you're getting out to 1,400 metres for the first time, there's a lot to learn. I would have thought from a near inside draw, Somewhat Fabulous will be somewhat near the speed. From out wider, I could see Forbidden City coming across and maybe looking for a mole forward spot. But when you're getting out to 1,400 metres for the first time for most of these and on testing ground, it's a little bit unknown. I do think Somewhat Fabulous at this trip probably holds a spot from the inside draw.
All right, then. So Dino likes the 9 from the 8, 7, and 1. Gator with the 8 from the 1, 7, and 2. And Warren likes the 8 from the 9, 7, and 2. The stayers to do battle in race 2 over the 2,500 metres. The South Aussie Master Chum is a scratching, which was the 6 here, Quinny. You've got a couple of horses with the blinkers on. Fanciful Toff again, Significance, and Exoteric, the Tasmanian for Scotty Brunton.
And South Pacific reposted at 290 and has already firmed into 270, a clear favourite now at that quote. Fanciful Toff, a 750 equal second leg with Vivid Red Sky. There has been money throughout the course of the week for number 12, Sonatica, who was $26 initially, one bet of 2,000 each way at 16, and now a $7.50 chance on the fourth line of betting at that quote. Then we have Hacky 10, Norway 11, Saunter Boy 13, Smoke and Piero has been a firmer at longer odds, 15 into 13, Desert Path 19, Significance Best the Rest at 21. The best backed runner is the favourite, South Pacific, but an each way move for number 12, Sonatica.
I like the confidence from David Eustace with South Pacific this morning, and as Quinny pointed out, into $2.70. Have you got this favourite on top here, Gator?
Look, I have. He hasn't won for a while, but he's got a few mates in this. He was race fastest home, second up, in a pretty fast race. Then no luck at a key stage in the Warrnambool Cup. Gee, that was a strong race this year, I thought. He should have finished, you know, clearly closer to Heart of Passance, who'd be short here. Stays down in the weights with Jamie Carr. So top pick, but yeah, needs a win. Norway set a strong speed last time in a Swoopers race. Wasn't all that far off South Pacific, so you think with a softer run, it must have a case. Did a good job prior to that at Mornington leading into that headwind. Hacky was a bit weak last time, but was solid prior to that. I just can't work this horse out. And Desert Path, look, he's well and truly good enough, and he gets to a staying trip with some weight relief. He could be the big improver. So 2, 3, 1, 1/8 a second.
Yeah. Have you worked hacky out, Warren?
No, I haven't worked many of those out, Gareth. I think this is a tricky race, but interesting chat with Dave Eustace earlier on, just holding South Pacific back, trying to find the soft ground, although I remember a race back at Flemington a while ago that Exemplar won. I thought he was close to a good thing on soft ground, and he was disappointing on that occasion. But his recent form's good. He can win this race. He's not badly treated under the weight scale. So, look, I'm with South Pacific, but hard to be enthusiastic, particularly at the price on offer. I think Smoke and Piero, number 11, is going well, going around in similar races, a few of these lining up from running behind Grand Promenade last start. And I thought Smoke and Piero ran well there, as did number 10, Vivid Red Sky, and Hacky through the same form line, obviously because of the handicaps. He's the best performed horse in the race, but he was disappointing last start, but his previous form was a good form reference for this. 2/11, 10/1.
All right, then are you having lunch, Dino?
Probably, Gareth. Yes. In saying that, I think South Pacific's the one to beat. He's just well found in the market. I like the draw, the wet track. He's got a lot in his favour. I think they've worked out how to ride him. He was going to run, I think he's going to run third in the Warrnambool Cup, maybe even a bit closer. He just got bowled over. He ran well, and he's been kept on the fresh side. I think Sinanica is a mile out of the handicap, 10.5 kilos, so he'd pay a massive penalty if he was to win this race, but what he has got is recent winning form, obviously in lesser class, but he's at least got a desire to want to hit the line. So I'm putting him in for second. 8, Desert Path, getting fitter, dropping in weight, getting to a trip that probably suits, and Fanciful Toff, first run for the new stable, next best. But I think 2 and 12 are probably the key runners. Gareth, 2, 12, 8 and 5.
All right, then. So the team with the favourite, South Pacific. Dino likes the 2 from the 12, 8 and 5. Gator with South Pacific, the 2 from the 3, 1 and 8. And Warren with the 2 from the 11, 10 and 1. Let's have a look at race number 3 on the program. And you can scratch the 11, Brazen Brand, Express Pass with the blinkers on. Is the well-back favourite on the quick backup, I would imagine, there, Quinny?
As per usual, you are absolutely spot on. Express Pass has been popular throughout the course of the week. $4.60 was available initially, and since that point in time, we've only lost 3 cents in the dollar with deductions. Now heads the market at $2.90, the clear favourite and clearly the best backed. Madeira, a $5.50 second elect. Zorro's Dream's been the second best backed runner in the race, $8 into $6.50, including one bet of 2,000 each way at $8 initially when the market opened on Wednesday. Hidden Legend's gone the other way, $7 out to $9. Top Love, a $9 chance. Blood Oath, $13. Montenegro Man, $16. Hard Landing, $18, with High Risk. High Risk has been another one that's been quite soft in the market, out from $11 initially. Then Fight Best Arrest at $34. Clearly the best back runner here, Express Pass, one of the better back runners on the program. But each way money around for the 10, Zorro's Dream.
Do you share the confidence of the punters here, Warren, with Express Pass?
I'm tipping him as the most likely winner. I thought quite liked him last week, and just the way that the race shaped up, he ran as well as he could. He just couldn't get past the leader in Zipping Boy. He's been effective down the straight. He'd be nice and fit with the backup. He'll handle the ground, and he's been effective down the straight before without winning. So I think it's a good scenario for him, and there looks to be reasonable speed in the race. Hard Landing, perhaps Blood Oath and others rolling along Remastered might be able to roll forward as well. So I think there's enough speed in the race for him to balance up and use his turn of foot late. 1 for me ahead of 9, Modeer, who'll be a bit similar, but I actually like the fact that she was able to settle a little bit closer with a clean getaway last start. That might add a little bit more of a versatility to her racing style. 10, Zorro's Dream. He's the one who probably needs a bit of luck from that draw with a bit of speed likely to cross him, and then you're going to need some gaps to get clear in the home straight, but he's going well enough. And 5, Toff Lover, I thought might be next best with Jamie Carr aboard. 1, 9, 10, 5.
We also had some pushes this morning on the first word. Small pushes with Hard Landing, Hidden Legend and Blood Oath, Dino.
Certainly, I think Hidden Legend's got a good chance, Gareth. I'm going with, and Toff Love. I'm going with Toff Love, actually. Probably would have preferred maybe a bit better ground, but it's Jamie Carr, good draw, even race, very even race. In fact, I'm going with Toff Love to beat Hidden Legend, who will appreciate the softer ground as opposed to first up, and back to 1,000's no real problem. Express Pass on the back up from last week's got the big weight rise, but the big class drop, and it was a very tough day to make any sort of ground, and at least he kept trying to get to the line. And Modeer, who just landed in a better spot for her last start. If she can Abbott manufacture that again. She's right in the mix, but never much between these. But I'm leaning to the Adelaide Visitor. I'm tipping a good day for the Adelaide Gallopers, actually. 5, 4, 1, and 9.
Are you taking on this favourite Gaither as well?
Oh, no, I'm with Express Pass. I just think it's advantage him at the 1,000 metres against a couple of these. He went inside the leaders here first up. He was nutted by Madea. He has a nice 3.5 kilo swing. But what's probably more relevant is the 1,000 metres drawn well, whereas Madea's comes back in troop, drawn in. Hidden Legend jumped out well before the good return at Corby. That was a tough day to run on there as well, although bias doesn't exist, apparently. Look, he won well swooping second up last prep at 1,100. He's drawn to swoop again, but 1,000 metres for him is the query. Montenegro Man jumping out well. Remastered's a pretty good roughie. I think he had a forgetful prep last time. He's perhaps gone over the odds. 1, 4, 3, 13.
All right, then. So Dana likes the 5 from the 4, 1, and 9 at an each-way price there, Toff Love. Gaither is with Express Pass, the Wellback favourite, 1, 4, 3, and 13. And Warren also with the Nick Ryan Train Galloper, Express Pass, 1, 9, 10, and 5. Let's move on to race number 4 on the program. Over the 1,400 metres, Scratch the 3 Score and the 5 Palmy the Ground 2. Soft for those two gallopers in the 14. Make My Hennessy here, Quinny.
And minor deductions as a result of those runners coming out. 4 cents in the dollar for Score, 7 cents in the dollar for Palmy, and 2 cents in the dollar for Make Mine Hennessy. So, as you can see, some minor deductions to these fluctuations along the way, but still really good support for number 9, Poised to Reign, who was $8 initially when the betting opened on Wednesday, backed into $4.20 by Thursday afternoon, but subsequently firmed from $3.80 into $3.50 this morning to be clearly the favourite now and clearly the best backed runner in race number 4 on the program. Wishful thinking, at $3.80 second elect, Lindhorse had support, now at $6, the second best backed runner in the race. Don't Tell the Boss, 7. Maximac, 9.50. JJ Dart, Best the Rest there at $17. But a good move here. Another one to be steered by Jamie Carr, this time Poised to Reign.
Dino, is this another South Australian that you're with here?
This is the one I'm keenest on, Gareth. Okay. Poised to Reign. I thought it was an outstanding win first up. Hard to do what she did at Morpheville Parks. Admittedly in lower grade, but had 61 kilos and just roared to the line. I think 1,400, big track, drops 7 kilos, gets Jamie Carr. I think she can get down the outside and get the money. I think Maxi Mac was tried to add a longer trip. I don't think that's her go. I think 14, maybe 1,600 maximum is her go. And freshened up, she's trialled well at Terrelgan recently. She might be the danger. 12, Lindhout, gets a senior rider for the first time in her career. All 4 runs to date have been encouraging and often without luck. And Runaway Girl was a good run at Caulfield last start, and 1,400 is going to suit her. Should make her own luck up on the pace. But I'm pretty keen on Poised to Reign getting the money, Gareth. 9, 6, 12 and 10.
All right then, Gator, what are you doing here in the 4th?
I'm going with the 12 here, Lindau. Still learning, but she's very gifted, I think. She got a long way back last time off a slow speed. Zoomed home, 11.06. Fastest all day. I like her drawn away from the rail. Nice big track here suits her. I think she'll end up the best horse in this race, just a matter of whether it's today or not. Which we're thinking, look, the pattern helped at Warrnambool, but she kept running, and then close up to Dice Roll, pipped by Stickadoo to Dandy last time. I think it's really good form. See how the track's playing with her. She'll be on speed. Haldane will be back. Maxi Max, I'm forgiving the last run. The rider was concerned with her action, or his. Closed well on Fabric Fighter. That's good enough. Runaway Girl, certainly in the mix. Just doesn't win often. 12, 4, 6, 10.
Yeah, good push, they tell me, coming out of Tassie for Runaway Girl at an each-way price today, Warren. But do you have Witchful Thinking in front with your speed, Matt?
Yeah, I thought she'd probably be the leader. You can't restrain Witchful Thinking. They've been open in saying that's the best way to ride her, to get the best out of her. You just got to allow her to roll along and be on the speed. So I think she's the most likely leader. Just drawn 2 to her outside with Don't Tell the Boss in between is Runaway Girl. So there's probably a nice drag across for Runaway Girl to get a spot on speed. They might settle 1-2 nearer the inside. Sky Call, perhaps JJ Dark could hold spots, but I would think Witchful Thinking crosses them and maybe Runaway Girl to her outside. I love the win in Adelaide first up of Poised Terrain. Really good late sectional, strongest last 1,000 metres of the day, and she just ran right through the line. So I think 1,400 metres here on a big track will suit her even better than the Parks track. 9 for me. Head of 4, Wishful Thinking. She's racing very well. She gave a terrific sight, only beaten by a talented galloper last start. 12, Lindout. She's also very talented. She can be a bit slowly away. First time with a strong senior rider aboard. If she can put herself into the race a little bit better early, she's going to be right in the mix here. And 7, Don't Tell the Boss. Probably no improvement in her at this stage of the preparation, but she's continuing to run well, not badly treated with the claim for Alana Kelly. 9, 4, 12, 7.
So Dino Keane on the 9 Poised Terrain here for the South Australian training combination of Richard and Chantel Jolly. So 9, 6, 12 and 10 there for Dino. 12, 4, 6 and 10 for Gator. And Warren also with Poised Terrain here. 9, 4, 12 and 7. Let's move on to race number 5 on the program at Flemington. And you can scratch Canaan comes out the 5, Darlamax the 10, and Tinadali is also out, which is the 11. We've got a short price favourite here, Quinny.
That's exactly right. The shortest price favourite at Flemington today. Number 9, Kirribilli, looking to make it a perfect 5 from 5. Had been $1.90 into $1.85 on the back of market support. Reposted at $1.70 following those runners coming out that you alluded to. Think and Fly a $6.50 second elect. De Graves a $7 chance. Galaxy Raider 11. Betcha Flying 11. Pancho 19. One More Try 26. Mr. Exclusive 26. If you're looking to play the multiples around the favourites, the second elect Think and Fly has been the best back, and there's been a little bit of place money around for Galaxy Raider, 270 into 250, but it's all about Kurubu, who now heads the market at a very short quote at $1.70, has been the best back runner through the Flemington multis today.
One of the most interesting runners of the day is De Grays, owned by the Williams family. Let's hear what Nick Williams has to say about his chances.
Well, he's fit enough. He's a bit short of his best trip, probably. But no, he's certainly fit enough. Got here about Christmas time. He's a horse who's had a bag of yearling up there. He's with Joseph through to the end of his three-year-old career. He's a sort of a sharper-type Camelot. I suppose, you know, he's not what I'd call your grinding stayer. He's got a bit of a turn of foot. He should appreciate a bit of juice in the ground, I think. He'll run okay tomorrow. He's a long time off the scene, so whatever he does tomorrow, he'll improve on. But he has got some ability.
Back on the 14th of October, Gator of 2020, he was beaten less than 2 lengths behind Armory, who ran a pretty good race in the WS Cox Plate last season.
It was more than a pretty good race. he ran a terrific race. It's obviously the irresistible form line. Just the impossible stable to get a handle on. We don't see them jump out. The form lines don't really mean much. Sometimes they get here, they're well backed and they run terrible. Other times they're out the gate and they win. Anyway, second pick then. Kurubi, unbeaten, really promising. Loved the strength to her last 200 splits at Hillside. Now, she hasn't got Armory form, but she's on up and running, so I'd have to tip her over to Graves. Pancho, look, he had a fair task first up. It was a figure run. He's quite a good second-up horse, and I think his record overall should be a little bit better than what it is. And Betcha Flying, she draws a gate, and when she does, they put her in the race, so she's in the mix as well, I think. But, look, I think 9, Kurubi, deserves to be favourite. Dangerous, 8, 2, 7.
All right, then. Looking forward to this race, Warren.
Yeah, with Canaan coming out, there's probably some gloss taken off the race. Looking forward to seeing both Canaan and De Graves resume today. I've just been seduced by the international form line, the Armory form line. You'd love to have seen some recent work from De Graves, but gee, on the minimum weight with a claim for Will Price in this grade of race, he's very well placed and he seems to handle the ground. And if he's fit enough, as Nick Williams outlined, then he's going to be hard to beat. I love what I saw from Think and Fly. First up, he's got a great second up record, and he'll handle the conditions today. Damien Oliver has a great association with this horse. I thought he's a terrific run behind the stablemate Biometric first up. Kurumui's right in the mix. She's untapped, she's unbeaten, and she just seems to go about it in a terrific way. No doubt she could win here. I just think she's a touch under the odds, taking on this class of company for the first time, and Galaxy Raider will run his usual honest race, 8-6-9-1.
All right, then, Dino De Grays, what do you make of his form lines and his chances today, taking on Kurumui, who continues to be well back now into $1.70, as Quinny pointed out.
Yeah, I thought it'd be the other way around, Gareth. If you like Kurumui, hold your powder dry, because this is an interesting challenge for her. He's so well-weighted, De Graves, as Michael Kent Jr. pointed out, and scratched from last week and aimed up at this race. I think he's a legitimate chance. I think just because Kurumui's got the race fitness, I've tipped her, but it wouldn't surprise me if any of four horses won this race, and she's one of them. De Graves is the other. The other two are Betcha Flying and Think and Fly. Betcha Flying, from a good draw, can race a lot handier. Bombed the start and then from a wide draw and got back last time. And Think and Fly was tremendous first up. So you know, any of those four, I think, could win this race. So yeah, I don't think it's as clear-cut as the market's suggesting. 9, 8, 7, and 6.
So sounds like you expect this favourite to get out, Dino. Where do you think this favourite will be, and where do you think De Grays will settle in the race?
Well, I think Kurumui should be rolling forward here. I think maybe the stablemate will nearly take it across, Star Ruse, and I think De Grays will probably be quite handy, maybe Mr. Exclusive and maybe Betcha Flying, as I mentioned, from Barrier 1 kicking up. But, yeah, not an absolute leader in the race as such, but maybe Star Ruse will take it up.
And listening to Nick Williams there, Dino, do you think that was a push from Nick to back this horse from the stable?
I'll leave that to you, Gareth.
Okay.
He sounded as though they liked the horse, but yeah, it's he's the most interesting runner in the race because it's just trying to line him up.
So Dino's with Kurumui, the 9 over the 8, 7, and 6. Gator with the 9 over the 8, 2, and 7. And Warren's with De Graves at the price. So the 8 from the 6, Think and Fly. And Tom Dabernick made that galloper the best of the day for the Lindsay Park team. So 8, 6, 9, and 1 there for Warren Huntley. It's 8:32. This is the Melbourne Form panel on this Saturday morning. It's great to be with you. Of course, we're previewing Flemington. We'll take a quick break, and on the other side of it, we'll go through the legs of the quaddie.
The Melbourne Racing Panel for the TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival, where champions are crowned. Visit queenslandwintercarnival.com.au.
It's trivia time. First one with the correct answer through on 0416 90 50 52 wins a $210 voucher to Vlado Steakhouse. Of course, Melbourne's own world-renowned steakhouse, a family business for nigh on 60 years. This is the Melbourne Form Panel. We're with Gareth Hall, Dean Lester, Warren Huntley, David Gately and Nicholas Quinn. Last week we had a couple of chaps, I think, try and guess the trivia question before Dino actually told us what the trivia question was. We've had no interests this early today, however, Dino.
Well, they're sitting back, Gareth, yep. But get ready to text in those answers.
I'm ready.
The feature race today is the Creswick Stakes. In 2018, a very high-profile horse won the race, beating Order of Command and Egyptian Bullet. Who was that high-profile horse that won this race in 2018?
So that's another interesting topic of discussion. Creswick or Creswick?
Oh, Creswick, sorry.
Yep. Yeah.
No, you're right.
Yeah, so people call it Creswick or Creswick, but it is Creswick.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yep. All right, then. We learn something every day with you, Dino. Race number 6, first leg of the quaddy. Scratchings here. Flossing the 8, Nuclear Energy the 10, the 14 Oak Bridge, Token Spirit won on Wednesday. Of course, it scratched, however, the 15 and the Spaniards out, along with the 18, Blazing Lace. Quinny, what's the market doing here?
Well, as you said, a couple of runners have come out throughout the course of the week. We're now left with Namaqua, a clear favourite at $4. Ruba, a $4.60 second elect. Mark Holt has been a firmer, $6 into $5.50. Oh So Far, 11 into 9. Literati, 10. Sweet Carolina, 10. Unique Artist, 15. Myers Reward, 19. Cakewalk Baby, 23. The money's been well spread across the runners at the pointy end of the market. Namaqua won at big odds last start. Punters are keeping their favourite safe here, though, $4.60 into $4.
All right, then I'll start with you, Dino. And I had this question ready to go on the text message, and it was a terrific question. I think it was from Anna, but as soon as the trivia question we asked that, I've lost it because hundreds of text messages have just come in. But I think Anna wanted to know, Namaqua, are you concerned over the slow track there with this galloper, Dino?
I am, Gareth. I was hoping for a little bit better ground than that for him. And it seems as though Dave shared that this morning because he said he liked quick ground and he's won on the synthetic and he's a good actioned horse. And that they're the queries. I've tipped him, but with very little confidence. I think the fresh horse might be Meyer's Reward. I think he's a progressive enough stayer. I think he'll get a great run. He ran very well first up. I think he can run well. Oh So Far ran into a dead end at a crucial stage last start and just took too long to get going again. I think she's in the mix. I think she's drawn the right spot for her too, out with a bit of room. And Sweet Carolina, I thought she'd be nearly scratching actually, but the ground's a massive query for her. But she ran okay last start. So they're the main four. But for the quaddy, I'm putting in Rubra. And now that Mark Holt is backing up, and Jamie Carr's riding it on the soft ground, I'm going to throw him in the quaddy as well. So, I think it's a pretty tough race. 1, 9, 11, and 5.
It was fascinating listening to Paddy this morning talking about the reasons behind Mark Colt, but you can understand them, Dino, after listening to him, that the horse pulled up really well, but it wasn't the plan to do what he's doing this week.
No, and it's not a usual thing anymore, but in winter it used to be the done thing and the one that the punters would gravitate to, and often the quick backup horses are very well found in the market, so it will be interesting to see how he trends closer to race time.
It was Anna with an excellent question, so thank you, Anna. Gator, thank you, Anna. This is a interesting race over the 2,000 metres. How have you worked this contest out?
Yeah, look, it's quite challenging. There's a number of aspects that you've sort of referenced already. I think really valid. Yeah, Mark Holt, still in the end of a hard run Wednesday, so that's a positive, but we'll see how things go there. Namaqua, for me, was a really good win last time. This was obviously well found. I do know the blinkers went on and was left in front a long way from home in a fast run race and was still race fast this time, so I did love seeing that. So I'll jump on, we'll see how we go. Rubra keeps racing well. Aznable might be the best roughy here, wide against the bias at Warrnambool. Good effort there, and made really nice ground hillside. 2,000 suits. Sweet Carolina, perhaps next. It's a tricky one. 1, 2, 7, 5 for me.
All right, then, Warren, big field for the 3-year-olds. How will they sort their order out in the early stages?
For this race, Gareth, I thought that the speed primarily might be even a little bit out wider, uniquely from the absolute outside draw, might roll forward. Exalted Crown might come across with uniquely nearer the inside. At 2,000 metres, I thought Literati would hold a spot. And I could see Namaqua getting a lovely run just behind the speed, a similar type of run in transit to last time. But I do think there's some speed out wide through particularly uniquely who might roll forward. I'm trusting the form through the Namaqua race last start, and I thought Rubra, who had every chance that time and was no match, gets a little weight turnaround. There couldn't be any improvement in him at this stage of the preparation, but he's a real little iron horse, Rubra, and he's racing well, and he should handle the conditions. So I got a slight lean into him too. Ahead of 1, Namaqua, who was good winning. That failure on rain-affected ground, it was, as David Eustace outlined, an end of prep run, so perhaps we need to have a little bit of a fresh view of that, but it's still some concern. 11, Oh So Far, just got into real traffic issues in the home straight in the race we're referencing as the main form reference last start behind Namaqua. And 9, Meyer's Reward, I agree with Dino. I thought he might have been a Tassie Derby horse at some stage. That wouldn't have been the case because he's no explosive jack, but I think he's a horse that'll appreciate the rise in distance. 2, 1, 11, and 9.
All right, then. So on the first leg of the quaddy, Dino's with Namaqua to win again. So 1, 9, 11, and 5. Gator agrees. He's with the 1 from the 2, 7, and 5. And Rubra the tip there from Warren. So 2, 1, 11, and 9 for Warren Huntley in the first leg of the quaddy. Looking forward to the Creswick Stakes. It is a beauty for the 3-year-olds down the straight over the 1,200 metres. It's a listed event. Scratchings here, the 12 award winner, and no quarantine. The 16 come out here, Quinny.
And really good money for Curran throughout the course of the week. Was $6 initially, has done nothing but firm, and one of the better back runners anywhere across our great nation today. heads the market now at a $3.80 quote. On the second line of betting, Stickle Doodle Dandy, who's a $5 chance. Then we have Sir Davy, $6.50. Aidensfield, $7.50. Pioneer River, $8. Rights of Man, $12. Maha, $15. But Curran has been well backed. A good each way move, and the money has already continued on race day.
Lynn Tolson and Leona Proctor prepare Curran. Let's hear from Leona about Curran's chances at Flemington.
It depends on what tides they're coming down the track. But look, I'm confident. The horse is very versatile. He can race sort of back. He can be up there, just depending on the pace of the race. And just, yeah, look, he pretty much he cruises along and just has one run at them. And as long as he gets a clear run at them, I'm sure he'll be doing his best.
Gator, with your game plan on Thursday on RSN Central, you were keen on Curran. In fact, he was the first horse that you picked in your side this weekend. You still confident?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's just a really good horse. And I think, you know, Tab went up a big price, probably because he's not from perhaps a more fashionable stable. And, you know, he wasn't an expensive purchase either, but he made ground on Ayrton in a fast race at 1,200 and then totally dominant last time. He actually won with the ears pricked. He ran really fast time. Up to 59, Apprentice cannot claim. So, you know, if you're looking for queries, I guess that's one. I just don't think he's reached his ceiling. If that's the right form, then Pioneer River must be a danger. Return Gell did that same race, flew home, and now gets to 1,200 metres with a 2-kilo swing. Aidensfield's jumping out well. She's a good filly, certainly in my quaddie. Chased Odium. It's a good form reference. It's Snickerdoodle Nanny, I'm surprised. Tab went up favourite, just back to 1,200, but she was pretty handy. Terrific win last time, given the moderate tempo. All on was her. In the mix, but I just thought with unders those early quotes as reference there. 1-4-11-3 for me.
David Eustace says the blinker's going on, Sir Davey. We'll give him his chance to really concentrate. He's an each-way hope in this event. Even Nick Ryan gave Grant Pope a push there yesterday with Michael Falgate at a big price. I see he's into $41. And Tom Dabinick says Pioneer River and Aidensfield are both really good chances. The blinker's off Aidensfield here for her first up assignment, but he was probably, Warren, leading towards the filly here.
She's jumped out nicely to resume, and she's a talent. And I thought Pioneer River, the stablemate, was terrific first up and backed up some good trials and jump outs. I'm leaning to Curran. I suppose the conditions might be some query, a soft seven at this stage and unknown, but he's just such a reliable galloper. He's running time, and he's to some extent flown under the radar, although he was well back last start. But he's, as I said, the boys have outlined, probably from a slightly lower profile stable. But he's just a beauty, and he might be in the right part of the track here coming down the outside. I'm leaning to him. Sir Davey's a real promising galloper, gets the blinkers on here. He does come back in trip, 1,400 metres two starts ago, then back to 1,300, now back to 1,200. But I think he'll be strong late, and he's got genuine upside. 11 Aidensfield's been jumping out nicely. She's got the blinkers off to resume, and stablemate Pioneer River, as we've outlined, was good first up, will be fitter. He just might need a little bit of luck where he's drawn to get the galloping room late. He's a much better horse with that clear galloping room. 1-7, 11-4.
Are you with Curran as well, Dino?
I am, Gareth, but I think Warren's outlined the biggest challenge is that we haven't seen him on the soft ground, but you can trust his form. There's no problem there. He ran second to Ayrton, and then he was a comprehensive winner last time out. So it's just the next challenge of handling the ground. I'm going with him, but two that are comfortable in the ground are Sir Davey, who I just think is just really emerging with every run, and now they've even gone with the blinkers, so there might be even more to give. So I'm very wary of him and Aidensfield, who you know will handle soft ground, and I think she's trialled well, only had the one run in the autumn when she pulled up lame, so I certainly think she's a legitimate winning chance. So I think they're the three better chances, and maybe next best, Snickerdoodle Dandy, but framing the race around numbers 1, 7 and 11, 1, 7, 11 and 3.
So Dino with Curran over the 7, 11 and 3. Gator with Curran, he's best for the day. So 1, 4, 11 and 3 there for Gator. And Warren also with his favourite Curran over the 7, 11 and 4. Let's have a look at race number 8. This is over the 1,400 metres for the open class gallopers. Yulong January does come out. So that's the 1. The 3 Romancer is out as well. Sir Coney the 6 won't take his place. The 9 Bandersnatch, the 15 Biometric, and also the 18 Bee Hunter Quinny are out.
And a very well-backed favourite here. Number 13, Dice Roll. 290 into 260 since the market was reposted this morning. 6 $6 into $2.90 through the week. One of the better backrunners at Flemington today. Ruby Saki, a $5 second elect. Then we have Odeon, $6. Arameo, $11. Viral, $11. Rykovic, $16. Mandela Effect, $19. But it's all about the favourite here, Dice Roll, one of the three really well backrunners throughout the course of the week and supported on race day.
All right, then let's hear from Nick Ryan, the trainer of Dice Roll.
Very tempting not to take in the Queensland after those two emphatic wins, his first two starts in Australia. So we really sat down and we opted not to go up there. We freshened him up. He had a brilliant jump out on the course proper a couple of weeks ago here at Flemington. And he's since then galloped really well on Tuesday morning. So I think getting the Flemington, his home track, big track, with a bit of cut in the ground, he might just go to another level tomorrow.
Geez, he's kicking plenty of goals as a trainer, Nick Ryan, but when he's confident like that with one of his horses, Warren Huntley, he's rarely wrong, and you can understand the money now for Dice Roll.
Well, this horse has got the form behind him to back it up, and that jump out that Nick outlined was terrific out wide on the course proper from the 2,000-metre start, and he just ran right through the line. He was given a solid hit out there to maintain his fitness for the 1,420 metres here, and I like him. He's a really progressive horse. He'll handle the ground. He's been running time and just looks like he might be able to elevate to another level and could progress on to some spring races. I'm keen on him, and you know, we're sitting there on the 54.5. He just looks very attractively weighted here. I'm keen on Dice Roll, 13, ahead of 11, Rubisaki, who is such a good galloper with Sting out of the ground and a good galloper in general. She was solid chasing the leader in Yulong January last start, and maybe there is excuses and the Proud missed the start before, but her overall record's great. This trip's perfect for her, and the Sting out of the ground is the same. Arameo had no luck last start. He might be looking for a little bit further, but I think he's progressing well. Might want to get out to 1,600 metres and could be a factor in the Winter Championship final. And 4, Harlech was solid last start. His two runs this preparation have been good, and he'll handle the ground. Keen on 13, ahead of 11, 7 and 4.
All right, Dano, where does his favourite get to in the run for young Fred Kersley?
I think he gets a reasonable spot, Gareth. He's drawn a nice alley, comes in after the scratchings to 5. He's got a little bit of speed inside him, maybe Viral, but the speed's more outside him. The stablemates, Morrissey, Titan, Blinders, perhaps Odeon. He shouldn't be, you know, that far back, really. And it's a bit of a case, if he doesn't win, well, then it's up for grabs. I think he's clearly the one to beat. He's been terrific in his two wins, the freshen up, subsequent jump out, soft ground. It's not excessively weighted. There's just so much to like about him. I think if it's not him, then I'm throwing a couple of roughies in the multiples as well. One of those is Harlech, who did win the Benalla Cup third up last time in. Gets soft ground, which suits. He's got chopped out at the start last time, which put him out of position in a race that didn't change a lot. Didn't help him. I think he can run okay. 11, Rubisaki goes in. She's probably going to follow Dice Roll into the race, and then a matter of getting past him late, but she's running well. I'm throwing in a complete ruffian Fury and first run for Lindsay Smith. I thought he's trialled okay and lost his way last preparation, but he is a pretty talented horse at his best. But as I said, it's a bit of a case of if it's not Dice Roll, then you'd be throwing a fair few in. 13, 4, 11 and 12.
Dollar each way. Dean on Fury at 100 to 1. $18 the place.
Dollar the place.
All right, then. Might just do that right now. Gator, your thoughts here and race number 8 on the program. Are you with Dice Roll as well?
Yeah, I've took the horse on top. He was he relished the really strong speed at the Australian debut. Didn't smash the clock, so I underrated him a bit hillside. Then he was well backed and won anyway. Beat Yulong January, who then won twice. Beat Biometric, so kept fresh probably suits. Rain White certainly won't hurt. Look, I think he's going to be looking for further eventually. But as I say, he's on top. Rubisaki, look, if you delete her form, if you delete her miss two runs ago, we've just ridden too warm for mine. She's been terrific all prep, and the wetter track's a big plus for her. I think she's a clear winning hope. Arameo was the hard luck story last time as reference. He didn't get out until 125 from the line. He still ran home race fastest. I do like seeing that. And Morrissey was a forgive foul runner first up. He could improve at a price here. 13, 11, 7, 10.
All right, then. So Dino likes the 13 from the 4, 11 and 12. Gator also with Dice Roll, the 13 from the 11, 7 and 10. And Warren really keen on the 13 Dice Roll over the 11, 7 and 4. Last race over the 1,100 metres. and you can scratch Sartorial Splendor here, the 5, the 13, Chicago Cub, and the 14, Street Tough. Quinny, market, please.
Very competitive betting race to end the program. Red Can Man, a $4.60 favourite, has been popular throughout the course of the week. Montessera, a $4.80 second elect. The Astrologist has firmed this morning, had been 11 into 8.50 through the week, 8.50 into 7 today. Banquo at 9.50, Lesser 9.50, William Thomas 10. High Stranger's been one that's attracted support throughout the course of the week, with a $19 chance yesterday morning, reposted at 10, just pushed out slightly to 11 this morning. I Am Someone 13, Rock Prophet 13, Halvorsen 16. I Just Love the Outside of the Field at $26. So a very competitive race to end the program. Each way money for a few runners, but the best back runner is the favourite, Red Can Man. And some well back runners throughout the course of the day at Flemington, so hopefully some good bets can be landed through the multi-bets. Race 5, number 9, Kirribui's been quite popular and is looking to get up and running, with race 4, number 9, Poised to Reign. And then later on in the day, we've got well-back favourites in race 7, number 1, Curran, and race 8, number 13, Dice Roll. Best of luck to everyone investing today.
What's your best, Quinny?
Oh, I like Curran each way. Just a little under each way odds now, but I'm going to stick that there.
All right, enjoy your day. Thanks for that, Nicholas Quinn. Off to some other media duties. He's a megastar these days in this world of racing and the media, Quinny. Thanks for your help as always. I tell you what, Dino, there was a few disappointed trainers when I mentioned that Sartorial Splendor was a scratching out of this last race.
Yeah, it certainly changed the dynamics of the race, Gareth. Yeah. It's going to be one of those more like a huddle up the straight building speed and then a 400-metre dash. So it does change it. I'm going with High Stranger. You can't have everything when you're backing them at a good price. I wish he'd drawn a bit wider, but, geez, good fresh. He's won 3 of 5. He's raced well down the straight. He's on the limit weight. I just think he's a really good little chance here in a competitive race. Montessera, running well, does go up a little bit in weight in the softer ground, but she's going to be somewhere in the finish. Red Can Man might be just too good for them, and he might even just take up the running here. He just might cruise along and build his speed and win. He's got a good chance. And the Astrologist, I think probably two of his best runs of his career have been down the straight. He was just planted wide both runs in Brisbane. He could certainly bounce back. But, yeah, a little something on High Stranger as a value chance in the last. Gareth, 8-10-1-9.
And, Gaddy, you've also found one at a price here.
Yeah, look, I think Banquo can run really well here. I mean, if he's beaten Four Links in a new market and he's split Zatora and Tofane, I think he can win this race. His first jump out, he's had a couple actually, but he's the one on the 7th of May. Loved the strength in that jump out win. Daylight behind, it was clear fastest time of the morning. Then had a month off into the latest jump out, missed the kick, and I thought he went quite well. He's had the surgery, hasn't he, to remove the bone chips. There's always that query. Anyway, at the price, we'll find out. Montessera, like her best at 1100. I do think she should have won at Caulfield last time. Just couldn't build her speed at the right time. They didn't go as hard as we thought, and it was elitist track. The Astrologist off a couple of figure runs, he can win. And William Thomas, well, he's not winning these days, but he's running well in better races. Red Can Man, certainly in the quaddie, 3-10-9-2.
Who do you like in the last, Warren?
I play the Astrologist each way here, Gareth. I thought forgive runs, both of the runs in Queensland, effective here down the straight, comfortable with the string out of the ground. I think like most, we would have preferred to see Sartorial Splendor in the race, because at least it gives you a clearer picture of how the race is going to be run. But I do think the Astrologist can run well here. Tongue tie and crossover noseband on. Each way for me, 9 ahead of 10. Montessera, who just couldn't get clear when she needed to last start. She might be able to settle a little bit closer down the straight with a clean getaway. Like the way William Thomas is coming to hand with his jump outs, and he can be effective here in 8. High Stranger, as Dino said, goes very well first up, and it's got some form over the shorter courses in races stronger company than this. So I'm also including Red Can Man in the quaddie, 9-10-2-8.
All right, so Dino with the 8 each way over the 10-1-9. Gator also with the 3 each way over the 10-9. And who was your fourth number there, Gator?
3-10-9. William
two.
Thomas.
There you go. And Warren likes the 9 each way as well, the Astrologist over the 10-2-8. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with the winner of the trivia and also the best bets and the quaddie from the team.
The Melbourne Racing Panel for the TAB Queensland Winter Racing Carnival, where champions are crowned. Visit queenslandwintercarnival.com.au.
And well done to Ben from Patterson Lakes. He was the winner of the trivia, $210 voucher coming his way from Vlado Steakhouse. The correct answer, of course, was at Nature Strip, and Ben was listening on his way home from night shift. So have a good sleep this morning, Ben, after you listen, of course, to RSN 927 and have a half an hour sleep and then get up and watch the races. Hey, Gator, your best bet for the day, please, and a quaddie.
I'm going to stick with Karen, race 7, number 1. As our best at Flemington, quaddie-wise, first league's race 6, 1, Namaqua, 2, River, 7, as Devore, and 5, Sweet Carolina. We'll throw in 3, Literati, given the track is quite wet. 1, 2, 7, 5, 3. Second leg, Curran, obviously, 1, Pioneer River, 4, 11, Aidensfield. I better throw in the 3 for insurance, 1 for 11 and 3. The quality handicap race 8, Dice Roll, River Starkey, Arameo, Morrissey, those numbers. 13, 11, 7 and 10. And coming home with Bankai, Muntasira, the astrologist, and the top two. So 3, 10, 9, 2 and 1.
All right then. Thanks for that. Gator, will catch up with you shortly for a preview of the Sydney meeting.
Roger.
There's David Gately there. Dino, your best bets on the program and a quaddie, please.
The best for me is Poised to Reign, race 4, number 9. The best value is the last. Race 9, number 8, High Stranger, and the quaddy first leg. We've added one from yesterday on the Breakfast Club. 1, 2, 5, 6, 9, and 11. Second leg, 1, 3, 7, and 11. Third leg with the scratching of Romance. So we've just changed them around a little bit. So it's now 4, 11, 12, and 13. And the last leg, 1, 8, 9, and 10.
1, 8, 9, and 10 last leg, Dino. And I think outside of Melbourne...
Not really, Gareth. I sort of did a bit of form on Murray Bridge trying to find a winner. I think Scottish Dancer's got a very good chance in race 8, number 5. It might be the best, but without any great confidence.
All right, you're a beautiful man. Have a wonderful day, Dino.
Thanks, Gareth.
And Warren Huntley, your best bets and a quaddie, please.
Best for me, Gareth, race 8, number 13, Dice Roll. Value, race 9, number 9, The Astrologist. Quaddie first leg 1, 2, 6, 9 and 11. Second leg 1, 4, 7 and 11. Numbers 7, 11 and 13 in the third leg. And home with numbers 1, 2, 8, 9 and 10.
1, 2, 8, 9 and 10. And correct weight tomorrow morning. I'm looking forward to it already, Warren.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Primarily looking back on the meeting at Flemington, trying to find some winners in finals day coming a couple of weeks away, and we'll touch on the feature races at Ipswich for sure.
All right, mate. Thanks for that. Appreciate it. There's Warren Huntley, and that is the Melbourne Form Panel. It is my turn for the Punters Club today. With the confidence from the team in race 8 with Dice Roll and the confidence from Nick Ryan, might just have $100 at $2.60 on that galloper. It's 2 minutes past 9. Johnny Bowden's ready to go with the news. And after that, it's the Interstate Hour, kicking off with David Gately and Lizzie Gels looking at that meeting at Rose Hill.